UMakho isahluko sesithupha. Wasuka lapho waya elizweni lakubo, abafundi bakhe bamlandela. Sekufikile isabatha, waqala ukufundisa esinagogeni. Abaningi abamuzwayo bamangala bathi,
"Uzithatha ngapi lezi zinto na? Yikuhlakanipha bani akunikweyo na? Le misebenzi yamandla eyenziwe ngezandla zakhe na?"
Lo kasuye umbazi, indodana kaMaria, lomfowabo kaJakobe, loJose, loJudas, loSimoni na?
Labo dadewabo kabakho yini lapha kithi?
Bakhubeka ngaye, uJesu wathi kubo,
"Umprofeti kasweli ukudunyiswa ngaphandle kwaselizweni lakubo, lasezihlotsheni zakhe, lasendlini yakwabo."
Kabangala kwenza lodwa umsebenzi wamandla lapho, ngaphandle kokubeka izandla zakhe phezu kwabagulayo abayingcosana, wabasilisa. Wamangala ngokungakholwa kwabo. Wahamba imizi ngemizi efundisa. Wabizela kuye abalitshumi lambili. Waqala ukubathuma ngababili. Wabanika amandla phezu komoya ababi. Wabalaya ukuba bangaphathi lutho lwendlela, kodwa udondolo lodwa. Bangaphathi lamphako, lasikhwama, lamali emxhakeni yabo, kodwa bafake amanyathelo. Bangambathi ingubo ezimbili. Wathi kubo,
"Lapho lingena khona endlini, hlalani kiyo, lize lisuke khona. Layiphi indawo engayikulamukela lengayikulilalela? Nxa liphuma lapho, thintithani uthuli olungaphansi kwenyawo zenu, kube yibufakazi kubo."
Basebehamba bechumayela ukuba abantu baphenduke. Bakhupha omoya ababi abanengi, bagcoba abanengi abagulayo ngamagcobo, babasilisa. Inkosi uHerodi wezwa ngakho, ngoba ibizo likaJesu laselidumile.
Kwathiwa uJohane umbhaphathizi uvukile kwabafileyo, kungakho lamandla esebenza kuye.
Abanye bathi,
"NguElijah."
Labanye bathi,
"Ungumprofeti njengomunye wabaprofeti."
Kodwa uHerodi esizwa wathi,
"NguJohane engamquma ikhanda uvukile."
Ngoba uHerodi wayethumele wambamba uJohane, wamfaka entolongweni ngenxa kaHerodiyasi umkaFiliphu umfowabo, ngoba wayemthethe. Ngoba uJohane wayethe kuHerodi,
"Kawuvunyelwa ukuthatha umkamfo wenu."
Ngakho uHerodiyasi wambambela inhliziyo, wafuna ukumbulala, kodwa wehluleka. Ngoba uHerodi wayemesaba uJohane emazi ukuba uyindoda elungileyo lengcwele. Wamlondoloza nxa emuzwa, wadideka kakhulu, kodwa wamuzwa ngokuthokoza. Kwathi sekufikile usuku oluhle olokuzalwa kukaHerodi, wenzela idili izikhulu zakhe lezinduna labalisa baseGalile. Kwangena indodakazi kaHerodias yasina, yamkholisa uHerodi lalabo ababehlezi laye. Inkosi yathi entombini,
"Cela kimi loba kuyini okuthandayo ngizakupha khona."
Wafunga kuyo wathi,
"Loba kuyini ongakucela kimi ngizakunika khona, loba kungaze kube yingxenye yombuso wami."
Yaphuma yaya kunina yathi,
"Ngizakucelani na?"
Wathi,
"Ikhanda likaJohane umbhaphathizi."
Yangena masinyane enkosini ngokukhawuleza, yacela yathi,
"Ngifuna ukuba unginike kathesi nje emganwini ikhanda likaJohane umbhaphathizi."
Inkosi yadabuka kakhulu, kodwa ngenxa yezifungo zayo langalabo ababehlezi layo, kayithandanga ukuyilandulela. Inkosi yathuma masinyane omunye webutho, yamlaya ukuba alethe ikhanda likaJohane. Wahamba, wamquma ikhanda entolongweni. Waletha ikhanda ngomganu, walinika intombi. Intombi yalinika unina. Kwathi abafundi bakhe sebezwile, beza bathatha isidumbu sakhe basibeka elibeni. Abapostoli babuthana kuJesu, bambikela konke ababekwenzile lababekufundisile. wasesithi kibo,
"Wozani lina lodwa endaweni eyinkangala, liphumule kancinyane."
Ngoba babebaningi abafikayo labahambayo bengelasikhathi sokudla. Bakhuphuka ngomkolo baya endaweni eyinkangala bebodwa. Abaningi bababona behamba babazi, bagijimela khona ngenyawo bevela emizini yonke babafikela kuqala. Kwathi ephuma wabona ixuku elikhulu walihawukela, ngoba lalinjengezimvu ezingalamalusi. Waqala ukulifundisa izinto eziningi. Kwathi isikhathi sesihambile, abafundi bakhe beza kuye bathi,
"Indawo iyinkangala, ngesikhathi sesihambile badabulele ukuze baye emaphandleni lasemzini ezingelezeleyo bazithengele ukudla."
Wawaphendula wathi kibo,
"Banikeni lina ukudla."
Bathi kuye,
"Sihambe yini siyethenga izinkwa zamadola angamathuma amabili sibaphe badle na?"
Wathi kubo,
"Lile zinkwa ezingaki na? Hambani liye bona."
Sebebonile bathi kuye,
"Zinhlanu lenhlanzi ezimbili."
Wabalaya ukuba bonke bahlale phansi ngamaxuku otshanini obuluhlaza. Basebehlala phansi izigaba ngezigaba, ngamakhulu langamachumi amahlanu. Wathatha izinkwa ezinhlanu lenhlanzi ezimbili, ekhangela ezulwini, wabonga, wazihlephula izinkwa, wazinika abafundi bakhe ukuba bazibeke phambi kwabo. Lenhlanzi ezimbili wababela bonke. Badla bonke basutha. Babutha imvuthuluka yezinkwa, izitsha ezilichumi lambili zagcwala lenhlanzi. Labo abadlayo izinkwa babe ngamadoda azinkulungwane ezinhlanu. Masinyane wacindezela abafundi bakhe ukuba bangene emkolweni bamandulele ukuya ngaphesheya eBethsaida. Esadabulela ixuku, esebavalelisile wasuka waya entabeni ukuyakhuleka. Sekuhlwile, umkolo wawusolwane, yena wayeyedwa emhlabathini. Wababona behlupheka kakhulu ekugwedleni, ngoba umoya wawuphambene labo. Weza kubo ngesikhathi somlindo wesine wobusuku ehamba phezu kolwandle. Wayeza kubadlula. Sebembonile ehamba phezu kolwandle, bacabanga ukuba isipuku, bakhala, ngoba bambona bonke bethuwa. Kodwa wakhuluma labo masinyane wathi kubo,
"Manini isibindi, yimi, lingesabi."
Wasengena kubo emkolweni, umoya wathula, bamangala kakhulu, ngoba babengaqedisisanga ngezinkwa. Inhliziyo zabo zazilukhuni. Sewewelile bafika eGenesaretha, bawubophela umkolo okhunjini. Bathi sebephumile emkolweni, abantu bahle bamazi, bagijimela kulo lonke lelo lizwe. Baqala ukuletha kuye abagulayo ngamathala, lapho abamuzwa ukuba ukhona. Loba ngaphi lapho aya khona, emizaneni lasemizini lasemaphandleni, babeka abagulayo emidangeni, bamncenga ukuba bathinte loba umphetho wengubo yakhe nje. Bonke abamthintayo basiliswa.